Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor. Mr. Chair, this being the first time that my delegation takes the floor in a formal session of the DGE in 2021, allow me to begin by congratulating you in assuming your chairmanship. You may count on my delegation's full support and cooperation. Allow me to also thank you for convening this formal session. The informal exchange of views of the DGE in June and July this year was very useful. It brought better insight into the many written contributions submitted by high contracting parties and other relevant actors following your initiative to consult them. Nevertheless, as you yourself have recalled then, a formal session such as this one is necessary to adopt a report and to better deliver on the mandate of the DGE. Mr. Chair, allow me now to underline certain relevant elements that my delegation would like to share and discuss during this formal session. As Portugal has stressed before, our main proposal for consensus is that the DGE laws undertakes an interpretative exercise on the existing international law already applicable to laws, and that may inspire good practices in this area. We believe that this is a concrete output that the DGE laws can and should deliver. In fact, the need for normative clarification has already been underlined in our discussions. The 2019 meeting of the high contracting parties of the CCW recognized that an exercise towards a clarification, consideration and development of aspects of other normative and operational framework on emerging technologies in the area of laws is aligned with the mandate of the DGE laws. Many of the written contributions submitted to you earlier this year, Mr. Chair, proposed opportunities for consensus at the DGE laws in operationalizing the guiding principles adopted in 2019 by clarifying applicable international law and discussing, and if possible, agreeing upon, good practices. My delegation has proposed before that the DGE laws could consider the experiences from other international initiatives and fora, such as that of the Montreux document on pertinent international legal obligations and good practices for states related to operations of private military and security companies during armed conflict. A document compiling the pertinent international legal obligations and good practices related to laws would not be an international legally binding instrument itself. It would simply identify relevant existing international legal obligations already applicable to laws. Mr. Chair, as happens with the Montreux document, the deliverable of such an exercise could include a compilation of good practices on emerging technologies in the area of laws, including good practices related to human-machine interaction, good practices at various stages of the life cycle, and also good practices in the dialogue between states, industry, and scientists. Mr. Chair, I underline that the interest in such good practices is far from an exclusive idea to my delegation and can be found in most of the contributions recently submitted to you, and it was also voiced by many stakeholders during the informal exchange of views a few weeks ago. There is a clear and clearly widespread interest among delegations to discuss and reach consensus on applicable international law and on good practices applicable to emerging technologies in the area of laws. The exercise Portugal proposes within the DGE laws would contribute to clarify, consider, and develop aspects of the normative and operational framework by delivering a similar output to that of the Montreux document or any other suitable output as the high contracting parties to the CCW see fit. Mr. Chair, the DGE laws faces a unique yet challenging opportunity in its discussions. The history of disarmament, non-proliferation and arms control has been one of reaction to the actual use of certain weapons. The development of international law and of recommendations and good practices has traditionally been a reactive process by the international community. This DGE, however, is called to discuss emerging technologies. This calls for a special focus on the part of all those who partake in these important discussions. The mandate of the GGE laws is clear and open enough to allow for fruitful discussions on the different legal, military, ethical, and technical aspects regarding the development and use of these emerging technologies. Furthermore, the approaching of the sixth review conference of the CCW presents a chance for reflecting upon the results and the future of the GGE laws. Let us harness now the true potential of this GGE, Mr. Chair, and use this unique set of circumstances and timing to create a useful deliverable for the work of this group in 2021 within the purposes and values of the CCW. Mr. Chair, my delegation is convinced that the GGE laws should have its mandate renewed and continue its work and discussions. Portugal stands ready to facilitate an exercise and build up in the widespread interest of a concrete output on applicable law and good practices under your guidance and at your discretion. I thank you for your kind attention and look forward for fruitful discussions in the next few days.
Thank you.